Well, I am very pleased to be with you this morning.
Som veľmi rád, že môžem byť s vami toto ráno.
And thank you for the invitation, Josef, and for the welcome.
A ďakujem za pozvanie, Josef, a za uvítanie.
I have also heard about the history of this church, and it brings me much joy and encouragement.
Počul som veľa aj o dejinách tohto zboru a naplňa ma to potešením a silou.
Now, your pastor Josef has told me I must not preach for more than 3 hours.
Váš kazateľ Josef mi povedal, že nesmiem kázať dlhšie ako 3 hodiny.
So I am putting my watch here to make sure I don't.
Takže si dávam sem hodiny, aby som to zvládol.
Please do not worry when I say that.
Netrápte sa, keď takéto niečo hovorím, prosím.
We are going to think a little bit about the mystery of the human will.
Budeme rozmýšľať o tajomstve ľudskej vôle.
And there is probably nothing more mysterious about human beings than the will.
A možno nie je nič viac tajúplné ako naša vôľa.
Let us think about the passage that was first read to us from the book of Genesis.
Zamyslíme sa najprv nad pasážou, ktorú sme čítali z Genesis.
The serpent is talking to Eve in this way.
Had hovorí s Evou takýmto spôsobom.
Did God say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?
Naozaj vám Boh zakázal jesť zo všetkých stromov záhrady?
If we had read the previous chapter, we would find out what God did say.
Keby sme si prečítali niekoľko kapitol predtým, tak by sme vedeli presne, čo im Boh povedal.
God said, you may eat of every tree in the garden except one.
Boh povedal, môžete jesť zo všetkých stromov okrem jedného.
But the way the serpent puts the question to Eve makes her begin to think differently about God's command.
Ale to, ako sa had Evy pýta, ju núti rozmýšľať o tom, čo skutočne Boh urobil, inak.
God said, I permit everything, I forbid only one thing.
Boh hovorí, povolujem všetko, zakazujem jednu vec.
And the serpent said, did God say, you can't have anything?
Ale had sa pýta, skutočne vám zakázal všetko?
When Eve responds to him, we find that she does not correctly represent what God actually said.
Keď Eva odpovedá, zistujeme, že nehovorí presne to, čo Boh prikázal.
This is Eve's answer to the serpent.
Toto odpovedá Eva.
God said, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden.
Žena mu odpovedala, ovocie zo stromov v záhrade smieme jesť.
But you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden.
Ale o ovoci stromu, ktorý je uprostred záhrady, Boh povedal, nie jedzte z neho.
And you must not touch it.
Ani sa ho nedotknite.
But this is a strange way of repeating what God had said.
Ale toto je veľmi zvláštny spôsob, ako prerozprávať to, čo Boh naozaj prikázal.
When we read the story before this, God says nothing about touching the tree.
Keď si prečítame ten príbeh predtým, Boh napríklad nehovorí nič o dotýkaní sa ovocia.
And there are two trees in the middle of the garden.
A v strede záhrady sú dva stromy.
One is the tree of life.
Jeden je strom života.
One is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
A jeden je poznania dobra a zla.
But although there are two trees, Eve does not say one of the trees in the middle of the garden. She says the tree in the middle of the garden.
A aj keď sú tam stromy dva, Eva nehovorí o jednom, ale hovorí o strome v strede záhrady.
And then we find the serpent says to her, whatever God says, you shall not die if you take this fruit.
A potom čítame, že had hovorí, nech Boh povedal čokoľvek, nezomriete, keď budete jesť to ovocie.
And so the woman eats.
A potom Eva je ovocie.
Now, of course, this part of the Bible can be interpreted in different ways.
Táto stať z Biblie sa dá vykladať rôznymi spôsobmi.
Some will interpret it literally.
Niekto to bude vykladať doslova.
Some will interpret it as a picture.
Niekto iný to bude vykladať ako obraz.
Some will interpret it as a combination of a literal and a pictorial account.
A niekto to bude vykladať ako kombináciu doslovného a obrazného vyjadrenia.
But however you interpret it, the message of this part is the same.
Ale nech sa už vykladá akokoľvek, odkaz tejto state je jasný.
Why did Eve listen to the serpent and not to God?
Prečo Eva počúvala hada a nie Boha?
There is a mystery about this, and it is the mystery of the human will.
Je to pokryté rúškom tajomstva a je to tajomstvo ľudskej vôle.
In verse 6 we read this.
Vo verši 6 čítame:
When the woman saw that the tree was good for food,
žena videla, že by bolo dobré jesť zo stromu,
a delight to the eyes,
lebo strom je na pohľad lákavý,
and the tree was to be desired to make one wise,
a na získanie múdrosti vábivý.
She took the fruit and ate.
Vzala z ovocia a jedla.
But she does not see that the tree is desirable to make one wise.
Ale ona nevidí, že nie je schopná vnímať, že je strom vábivý na získanie múdrosti.
She thinks that she sees that.
Ona si iba myslí, že to vníma, že to vidí.
It is an illusion.
Je to ilúzia.
Now sometimes when people make mistakes like this, we do not blame them.
Niekedy, keď ľudia robia podobné chyby, neviníme ich.
So you are standing near or you're standing at the side of a lake.
Stojíte napríklad na brehu jazera.
And in the distance you see what you think is the head of someone who is swimming.
A v diaľke vidíte niečo, čo si myslíte, že je hlava nejakého plavca.
But when you look more closely, it is not the head of someone, it is a rock.
Ale keď sa prizriete bližšie, nie je to hlava, ale je to skaly.
It is a natural mistake. I guess we all have made that kind of mistake.
Je to prirodzená chyba, ktorú každý z nás určite už niekedy v živote urobil.
But if you have been drinking all night,
ale keď ste pili celý večer,
and you are very close to the edge of the lake,
a ste veľmi blízko okraja jazera,
and close to you you say, ah, that is a head,
a blízko pri vás je niečo a vy vravíte, to je hlava,
but it is a rock,
ale je to kameň,
well then you do blame the person who sees things wrongly.
A v takom prípade by sme vinili človeka, ktorý vidí vec nesprávne.
It is their fault that they are having an illusion.
Je to jeho chyba, že vníma niečo nesprávne.
Now Eve was not drunk.
Eva nebola opitá.
But she saw things wrongly because she wanted to see them a certain way.
Ale vnímala veci nesprávne, lebo ich chcela vnímať trochu inač, alebo iným spôsobom.
She did not make an innocent mistake.
Nespravila nevinnú chybu.
We find here that there is something in her which desires the fruit.
Niečo v nej túži po tom ovocí.
So she chooses to see the tree as being good for her and giving her wisdom.
Tak si sama vybrala, že začala vnímať ten strom ako niečo dobré, ako niečo, z čoho bude mať osoch.
And then of course she takes the fruit.
A potom si vzala ovoci.
But what is driving her, what is governing her, is some sort of will.
Ale čo ju riadi, je nejaká forma vôle.
But why?
Ale prečo?
Why does she listen to the serpent and not to God?
Prečo počúvla hada a nie Boha?
Many people, when they do things, they blame their genes or their environment.
Veľa ľudí, keď spraví niečo zlé, tak vinia svoje gény, svoje prostredie.
But Eve could not blame her genes or her environment.
Eva nemohla viniť ani svoje gény, ani prostredie, v ktorom žila.
She is the first woman and she is placed in a beautiful paradise.
Je to prvá žena a je umiestnená v nádhernom raji.
So do you agree with me, I wonder, that the Bible is trying to tell us at an early stage that there is something about humanity which is strange here.
Tak neviem, či so mnou súhlasíte, ale myslím, že Biblia sa nám snaží povedať hneď z úvodu, že niečo na človeku je zvláštne.
It is not because God has created her in such a way that she must do this.
Nie je to tak, že by ju Boh stvoril takú, že toto nevyhnutne musela urobiť.
Her will somehow drives her against God.
Jej vôľa ju akosi ťahá iným smerom od Boha.
Well, that is Eve, but what about us?
To je Eva. No čo s nami?
We are indeed influenced by our genes and our environment.
My sme skutočne ovplyvnení našimi génmi, tým, kde žijeme.
There is no doubt that these play some part in who we are and what we choose to do.
Určite nás tieto veci určujú, to čo robíme a tým, kým a čím chceme byť.
But there is also a responsibility that we have.
Ale je tu ešte miera zodpovednosti, ktorá nám ostala.
And we humans will never fully understand how these things all go together.
A my ľudia nikdy plne nepochopíme, ako sa tieto veci sklbia.
But what we cannot escape is that there is an element of responsibility.
Ale nemôžeme uniknúť tomu, že v našom živote je element zodpovednosti.
I cannot escape the fact that my will is often somehow deeply involved in the choices and decisions that I make.
Nemôžem uniknúť tomu, že moja vôľa hrá dôležitú úlohu v rozhodnutiach, ktoré robím.
And yet my will is not entirely free.
Ale moja vôľa nie je slobodná.
Let me tell you about a conversation I had on a train some time ago.
Poviem vám o jednom rozhovore vo vlaku, ktorý som mal pred časom.
I was sitting opposite someone who was finishing in high school. She was about 17-18 years old.
Sedel som oproti dievčaťu, ktoré končilo strednú školu, mala možno 17-18 rokov.
She was a very pleasant and a very confident person.
Bola to veľmi príjemná a sebaistá osoba.
I liked her.
Páčila sa mi.
And she told me in conversation that she was an atheist.
V rozhovore mi povedala, že je neveriaca.
Because when people ask me what I do and I say I teach theology, sometimes the conversation finishes, but she wanted to converse.
Niekedy, keď sa ma ľudia spýtajú, čo robím, a ja odpoviem, že vyučujem teológiu, niekedy vtedy končí náš rozhovor. Ona sa chcela rozprávať ďalej.
She just said, I am strong enough, I am free and I don't need God.
Povedala mi, že je dosť silná, je slobodná a nepotrebuje Boha.
She emphasized her freedom.
Zdôrazňovala svoju slobodu.
So I thought I will wait a few minutes now.
Tak som si povedal, počkám chvíľu.
And we began to talk about other things.
A rozprávali sme sa o iných veciach.
And she began to talk about her experience in school.
Ona rozprávala o nejakých zážitkoch zo školy.
And she talked about some boy.
Hovorila o nejakom chlapcovi.
And she said, I really hate him. I know I shouldn't, but I hate him.
A vravela, že ho nenávidí, vie, že by nemala, ale nenávidí ho.
And I said, well, that is no problem because you can decide to love him tomorrow morning.
A ja som vravel, to nie je žiaden problém, lebo zajtra sa môžeš rozhodnúť, že ho budeš mať rada.
I hope that is correctly translated, love him, not make love to him.
It was correctly translated.
I know. She said, I want you to be clear.
Okay, they want me to translate it.
I want you to be clear what I'm advocating here.
Otázka bola, či som preložil, že ho bude mať rada, nieže či s ním spala. Som povedal, že som to preložil správne.
So I said to her, since you hate him, you can love him tomorrow, and she said, I can't just do that.
No ale ona mi odpovedala, no zajtra sa nemôžem rozhodnúť ho mať rada.
I said to her, you said you can't do that, but a few minutes ago you told me you were free.
Vravíš, že to zajtra nemôžeš urobiť, no pred chvíľou si vravila, že si slobodná.
And she paused and she saw the point.
A zastavila sa a pochopila moju pointu.
She was not free simply to change from hating to loving.
Nemala slobodu jednoducho sa otočiť a z nenávisti sa priblížiť k láske.
She knew that she should, but she couldn't.
Cítila, že by mala, no nedokázala to.
And that is one sign that we cannot, our will is simply not free for us to will and to do what we want.
A to je jeden znak toho, že naša vôľa a to, čo chceme, nie sme schopní ju jednoducho meniť.
Now I think the title of this sermon is The Mystery of the Human Will.
Myslím, že nadpis tejto kázne je tajomstvo ľudskej vôle.
We could analyze this in much more detail and realize how great a mystery it is.
Mohli by sme to analyzovať do väčšej hĺbky a zisťovať, aké skutočné tajomstvo to je.
But here we are worshiping together on a Sunday morning.
Ale stretli sme sa tu v nedeľu, aby sme oslavovali Boha.
And there is another mystery we should talk about.
A je to ešte iné tajomstvo, o ktorom by sme mali hovoriť.
It is the mystery of how God heals our human will.
Je to tajomstvo o tom, ako Boh lieči našu vôľu.
Because the will has sometimes been compared pictured in this way.
Lebo vôľa sa niekedy zobrazuje takýmto spôsobom.
I am designed by God to love God and neighbor, to live outwardly in that way.
Som stvorený tak, aby som miloval Boha a svojich blízkych zo svojho stredu, aby to zo mňa vychádzalo.
Sin is when the will is turned in on itself like this.
A hriech je to vtedy, keď vôľa sa obráti a smeruje zase naspäť ku mne.
So the energies which are supposed to go to love God and neighbor get bent inwards to me.
Čiže tie energie a sily, ktoré by mali smerovať k láske k Bohu a k iným, smerujú naspäť ku mne.
And what God does in the strength of his grace is to redirect my human will away from myself out to him and to others.
A Boh vo svojej milosti dokáže presmerovať moju vôľu odo mňa zase naspäť na neho a na iných.
And how he does this is a mystery.
A ako to robí, to je tajomstvo.
Because he gives direction and energy and healing to my will.
Mojej vôli dáva smer a uzdravuje ju.
And yet it is still my will.
No stále je to moja vôľa.
Of course I still have to think about myself and care about myself.
Stále musím myslieť na seba a postarať sa sám o seba.
I'm not suggesting that we don't do that.
Nenavrhujem, aby sme tieto veci nerobili.
But you and I, my friends, are only free when we are free to love God and neighbor with heart and soul and strength and mind in the case of God.
A my sme skutočne slobodní len vtedy, keď sme slobodní milovať Boha a našich blízkych svojim srdcom, mysľou a telom.
The good news of the gospel is that Jesus forgives.
Dobrá správa evanjelia je, že Ježiš odpúšťa.
But not only that, the good news of the gospel is that the Spirit heals my will and redirects it.
Ale nie len to. Dobrou správou evanjelia je, že Duch Svätý lieči moju vôľu a presmerúva ju na iných a na Pána Boha.
We can entirely trust God's character.
Môžeme plne dôverovať Bohu.
Earlier we read from James as well as Genesis.
Čítali sme aj z Jakubovho listu pred kázňou.
And I want to think as we move towards a conclusion, I want to think about these verses from James.
A keď sa blížime k záveru, chcel by som sa zamyslieť nad týmito veršami, ktoré sú v Jakubovom liste.
This is how James talks in the 13th verse of the first chapter.
Takto hovorí v 13. verši.
Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God.
Nikto nech v čase skúšky nehovorí, Boh ma pokúša.
For God cannot be tempted by evil and he himself tempts no one.
Veď Boha nemožno pokúšať na zlé a ani on sám nikoho nepokúša.
People have been puzzled by one feature in particular of the story in Genesis.
Ľudia sú zmetení jednou črtou príbehu z Genesis.
They say, why did God tempt people by putting the tree in the garden of knowledge of good and evil and then saying, you cannot eat of it?
Prečo Boh ľudí pokúša tým, že umiestnil do záhrady strom poznania dobra a zla a potom im prikázal, aby z neho nejedli?
It is like deliberately putting a lot of chocolate in front of a child and saying, there you are, now don't touch it.
Je to ako dať veľa čokolády pred nejaké dieťa a povedať, nejedz z toho.
But this is a misunderstanding of what the passage in Genesis is saying.
Ale toto je nepochopenie toho, čo nám skutočne Genesis hovorí.
And it is a complete misunderstanding of God.
A je to už úplne nepochopenie Boha.
To be human is to have responsibilities and possibilities.
Byť človekom znamená mať zodpovednosť a možnosti.
If I am human, I can go this way or I can go that way.
Keď som človekom, môžem ísť tadiaľ, ale môžem ísť aj tadeto.
And God is telling humans that this is the situation.
A Boh hovorí ľuďom, že takáto je situácia.
He is saying there are two ways.
Hovorí, že sú dva smery.
So the tree of life, which is in the garden, that is one way.
Strom života, to je jeden strom, to je jedna cesta.
And there's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And knowledge of good and evil will take you in another way.
A cesta poznania dobra a zla, tá ťa vezme úplne iným smerom.
Because once you get to know good and evil, you begin to love evil too often.
Lebo keď spoznáš dobré a zlé, zamiluješ si to zlé pričasto.
So God is not tempting. What he's saying is there are possibilities. There's more than one possibility here.
Že Boh nepokúša, len predstavuje možnosti.
Don't go over there.
Nechoď tadialto.
It is not God tempting.
Boh nepokúša týmto.
No, James says, each person, I'm reading from verse 14, each person is tempted when he's lured and enticed by his own desire.
A ďalej z Jakuba čítame, ale každého pokúša vlastná žiadostivosť, ktorá ho zvádza a láka.
Then he says in verse 15, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin.
A potom vraví, že žiadostivosť potom, keď počne, porodí hriech.
And when it and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death.
A vykonaný hriech splodí smrť.
This reads like a commentary on the passage in Genesis.
Toto je ako keby to bol komentár k tej pasáži, ktorú sme čítali z Genesis.
Don't deceive yourselves and don't blame God.
Neklam sám seba, nezavádzaj sám seba a neviň Boha.
The trouble James is saying lies somewhere in that mysterious will of yours.
Problém podľa Jakuba je niekde v tej tvojej tajomnej vôli.
God desires only our good.
Boh si želá naše dobro.
He did not create us so that he could play with us.
Nestvoril nás na to, aby sa s nami hral.
He did not create us so that he could destroy us.
Alebo aby nás zničil.
He did not create us to tempt us and make life difficult for us.
Nestvoril nás na to, aby nás pokúšal a robil nám život zložitým.
No, says James in verse 16 here, do not be deceived, my beloved brothers.
V 16. verši vraví Jakub, nemýlte sa, bratia moji.
Eve was deceived, but James says do not be deceived.
Eva bola pomýlená, no Jakub nám hovorí, aby sme sa nemýlili.
And in case you think I am being very hard on women, Adam was with her and he took it as well.
A keď si myslíte, že som príliš tvrdý na ženy, Adam bol s ňou a zobral si tiež z toho ovocia.
He is just as guilty, of course.
Je rovnako vinný ako ona.
But then James, as he comes to the end of this little section, tells us what God is really like.
A potom Jakub, keď prichádza k záveru tejto malého odkazu, hovorí nám, aký je Boh naozaj.
Every good gift and every perfect gift, this is 17, is from above.
Každý dobrý údel a každý dokonalý dar pochádza zhora, to je 17. verš.
It comes down from the Father of lights with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change.
Pochádza zhora od Otca svetiel, v ktorom nie je premeny ani tieňa zmeny.
One thing I know about my will, it changes a lot.
Jedna vec, ktorú viem o svojej vôli, je, že sa veľmi rýchlo mení.
And I don't understand why it changes.
A nerozumiem tomu, prečo sa tak mení.
Why do I desire something one day and don't desire it as much the next day?
Prečo po niečom túžim jeden deň a na druhý deň už to nie je pravda?
Why do I resist temptation one day but fail to resist it another day?
Prečo jeden deň odolám pokušeniu, no druhý deň podľahnem?
I don't understand my own changeableness.
Nerozumiem svojej vlastnej premenlivosti.
But Jesus through his spirit gives stability to my will.
Ale Ježiš cez svojho ducha ponúka stabilitu mojej vôli.
Not because I become perfect, but because he begins to change me right at the root of my will.
Nie preto, že sa stanem dokonalým, ale začína ma meniť priamo tam, kde je zakorenená moja vôľa.
And the reason he gives stability is that God himself, says James, does not change.
A dáva nám pevnosť a stálosť, preto lebo aj Jakub hovorí, že ani Boh sa nemení.
He does not say, today I love you, today I hate you.
Nepovie, jeden deň ťa milujem, druhý deň ťa nenávidím.
Today I feel kind, but today I feel unkind.
Dneska sa cítim, že budem milý na ľudí, druhý deň nie.
Today I will tempt you, but tomorrow I will leave you alone.
Tento deň ťa budem pokúšať a zajtra nie.
No, there is no shadow of change close to God.
Vravíme, že ani tieň zmeny na Bohu nie je.
There is a deep, deep stability to his being and to his will.
Jeho vôľa je stabilná a je hlboko zakorenená.
And so, says James in conclusion, of his own will, it is verse 18, of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth.
A Jakub končí v 18. verši, zo svojej vôle nás splodil slovom pravdy, aby sme boli ako prvotina jeho stvorenia.
So that we who believe should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
I already said that.
You already said that, okay. What James seems to mean is this, that God is going to renew his whole creation.
Jakub má na mysli to, že Boh pretvorí svoje stvorenie.
One day there will be no sin and no evil.
Jedného dňa nebude ani hriech, ani zlo.
And he begins his work of renewing with us.
A tú prácu na obnove začína s nami.
With the people who are sitting in this church this morning.
S ľuďmi, ktorí sedia v tomto kostole toto ráno.
With ordinary people in all the struggles of their daily lives.
S bežnými ľuďmi so svojimi bežnými starosťami každého dňa.
My will is a mystery.
Moja vôľa je tajomstvom.
But I'm confronted by the greater mystery of the gracious will of God.
Ale stretám sa s tajomstvom vôle milostivého Boha.
And he sets me free.
A on ma oslobodzuje.
And may God's name be blessed, and may he bless you and me as we believe this truth.
A nech je požehnané Božie meno a nech žehná vás.
Amen.